That's right. At this time, if we had the children come up for our children's message. Right. Well, welcome, everyone. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are we doing?
Good.
Good? It's good to see everyone here today. Now, today I have a word for you. Well, Liam, your hair grew out. It's longer. Very good. All right. What's this word right here? Big word. Three syllables. Oh, not so big, I guess. Assurance. 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 What does assurance mean? What's the... If we looked it up in a dictionary, what would assurance mean, you think? What's another word for assurance? Anyone? It's a big word. Assurance. Assurance. Yes. Okay, that could be possible, but I like the word sure in there, right? It means to be, what does it mean to be sure of things? Sure.
That you know it's true.
You know it's true. How much do you know it's true? When you say, you know, when the teacher asks you a question in Math Phoenix during math class at school, and they make you solve a problem, and they say, and you tell them what? This is the answer. And the teacher says what? Are you sure? And you say,
yes.
Yes, I am sure, right? Because what it means to be sure is that you are certain, right? That you absolutely know that this is the truth, right? So, my question for you today is, how do you know, how are you sure that you are saved from sin, death, and the power of the devil? How are you sure? What is your assurance? How do you know?
Because
how certain are you that you are saved?
We know that Jesus died on the cross for us.
That's right. Phoenix, you can, I don't want to put you on the spot here, but for the confirmation kids, this week we learned about subject and verbs, right? Do you remember that? Yeah, just nod your head. Yeah, very good. You remember. Very good. And the subject of the verb is very important. What did we hear right there with Phoenix? He said, how are you sure that you are saved? He said, what was the first word he said? He said, Jesus died on the cross and he rose from the dead. He didn't say, what didn't he say? He didn't say, well, I did this, and I know that I'm saved. No, he said Jesus, right? That is how we are sure. How do you know that you're forgiven? How do you know?
Did you know he died on the cross for us?
That's right. Jesus died on the cross for our sins. That is what assurance is. It's not in me and you, because why? We are sinners. Can we find certainty in ourselves? Can we be sure in ourselves that we're saved by what we've done?
No.
Who is the only one that gives us certainty? Jesus. It's always Jesus. It's never no one else but Jesus Christ alone because of his work. And friends, you know, as you grow up, this will always be your faith because your faith trusts in who?
Jesus.
And that's why you're sure that you are saved, you're forgiven, that you have eternal life, that you're a child of God. All by what? All by the work of
Jesus.
See, there's nothing of us in there, right? It's only Jesus. And I want you to remember that this day. That is why you are sure. That is assurance. It is Jesus for you, for the forgiveness of your sins. Let us pray. Dearly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this time together. Lord, bless these children always in your word. As this word is Christ, grant them peace and joy, knowing that by your word, you have given them the assurance that they are saved from sin, death, and the power of the devil. Thank you for Jesus, O Lord, and bless us this day in your word. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.